This conference will now be recorded.
All right. Welcome to the Labor Committee meeting. It's Tuesday, April 13th at 5:45 p.m. In attendance, we have council members Michael O'Brien, Thomas Butterfield, and myself, Vicki Davis. And we have City Administrator Brian Grommets. And then we also have on the line Nancy Miller, Shelby Lindrud, and Sean Christensen. And I see two more, but I don't know who they are. Caller one and caller two. Who else is on the line?
Steve Olkins, Finance Director.
Okay, Steve Olkins, and
Dave Brownstead, Director of Planning and Development.
Okay, thank you. All right, our first order of business is current employee position openings and recruitment update for discussion.
I'm not quite sure how much discussion we're going to have, but we hadn't met for a while, and I wanted to bring labor up to speed on to all of the current positions that we're recruiting for. And as you can see, the list is fairly long, and it seems to be getting longer as we go. And I'd like at some point to see crossing some of these off that we've completed them. But the Main Street coordinator is in process, and I'll probably ask Nancy to just chime in after I go through the list, and she can, you know, kind of update. She's got an attachment that kind of talks about the closing date and the scheduled interviews and things like that. If she wants to add anything, she can do so. The city administrator position, the HR director, the finance assistant, the public works director, the forensic analyst is being done by the police commission, which is their responsibility to do, not necessarily ours, to work through the applications and the selection. The temporary payroll for finance outreach coordinator, that position is actually on hold. That was included in this year's budget, but it was associated with the Main Street coordinator. With both positions, we're going to be, you know, one full-time equivalent, you know, or two half-time is what we had expected. 60-40, 50-50, you know, we hadn't really made a decision on that. But Main Street is in process, but the outreach coordinator just been put on hold due to HR, probably director leaving. And then the assistant city administrator is on hold. The city planner, as you're well aware of, we just kind of initiated that, which we want to talk a little bit more about. And then the assistant city engineer position is also anticipated to be empty by the end of this month. There are probably some discussion issues on you know, our philosophical positions on should we fill or not fill for some of these, but based on budgetary approval, based on historical, having somebody in place, I think the idea was we were going to continue to proceed towards filling positions that exist today that are, you know, like the assistant city engineer and the public works director. They exist today, and unless this, you know, we get directed not to, I guess the position is that we would refill those. But that's obviously up to the city council, as not just those positions, but all of those that are here on the list. Nancy, did you want to add any additional comments on where we are on some of these different positions?
Sure, just a quick update. So the finance director, assistant director position, we have picked a date to do interviews. It's going to be on April 28th. We had a number of applicants. We're selecting one internal applicant and the top five applicants to interview. So those will be scheduled probably tomorrow. And we're working on the job description for the city planner. There's been some last minute questions on that. So I'm going back into some history to see what was last approved to make sure I can get some verifications on that. Any questions? Yes.
We'll be addressing the city administrator later on. So.
Okay. Councilmember Butterfield.
Well, I know the city council talked about combining, it was either the assistant city admin or the finance, assistant finance along with the HR. Are we still looking at doing that, or are we just going to hire each position then?
Yeah, originally that was discussed, but it didn't seem appropriate after review. If you remember when I first talked about this at the council meeting, I said, you know, I'm open to that. But after a week of reviewing it, it seemed like not the appropriate thing to do for a couple of reasons. The first one was the assessment that HR is a full-time position. You know, although the HR director was working 4 days a week instead of five, we also hired a temporary position for 2 days a week. And so it, you know, if we probably don't need the temporary position if we had somebody full time, you know, 5 days a week. So that by itself stood out. The second item that I looked at was in the future, to be quite honest, you know, most assistant city administrators are hanging around about, you know, 3+ years. If they don't see an opportunity to be the city administrator, they move on to a community where they can be a city administrator. And to have all the time and effort put into the HR position, no guarantee they're going to stay longer than 3.5 years either. But to lose one person and both positions at the same time actually puts the city in a worse situation. And had I combined those two positions together, I would have ended up probably hiring, if not a full-time, at least a three-quarter time or 80% time administrative staff to do the HR stuff to make it all work. So I was going to hire two people no matter what, and it seemed best for the organization to have the administrator, the assistant, separate from the HR, so you don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that's simply what it boils down to being. And it seemed the appropriate thing to do, given the fact that we were hiring the HR director and the assistant city administrator was still, well, maybe not, you know, as we get around to it. You know, that decision was, yes, we'll put it in the budget, but what if we don't fill that position, you know? But we do need an HR person to start the process, the recruitment process right now. So I split the two after that discussion, you know, talked to the mayor about it, and he went, those are all logical issues. Again, no guarantee that anybody stays longer than 3 years, but I think the idea was it's the safer position to go. If we're still hiring two people, then I would do HR and city administrator at some future time. So that's how it fell out as to filling the positions since that last meeting we had with the council. That make any sense to you? I mean, it's...
Yeah, it does. I was just curious on that because it was brought up and, you know, I didn't know where we're at on it, so.
Any other questions or comments?
This is just for everybody's perspective. This is an unusually high number of vacancies and recruitments for the city of Willmar. This is like rare as probably can be. I mean, we have normal spring and fall type kind of hirings for recreation, but for full-time staff, there's a few temps in there, but for regular positions, this is a rare occurrence, and it's putting a lot of stress on the HR side of things. So we're going to continue to work towards those. We do have some items as Nancy identified that we need to take a step back and review those to make sure that we got everything lined up and the job descriptions right, because some of these are organized union positions, and so if we change anything, that then requires us to go back to the union and discuss also. So it's not just we flip a coin and say, okay, that position gets an extra dollar, or these are the job duties. We have to go through a process. So it might slow one down for sure, as identified by Nancy.
Okay. Mr. O'Brien?
Yeah, Mr. Gramitz, you're absolutely right. This is an unbelievable number of vacancies. I mean, I've been an organist, I've never seen anything like this. Is there an opportunity for, and I did some reading on this, I knew it's a very touchy subject, but exit interviews?
We can do that. Yeah,
we always try to do exit interviews.
I would think, looking at these numbers, something's not quite right here. I mean, I really like to find out what's going on.
Yeah, the one thing I'll just kind of point out is exit interviews are sometimes perceived by the exiter that they don't want to burn any bridges behind them. So they just kind of go like, yeah, I just decided to leave. And they don't really be honest and say, there's a problem. They kind of walk out the door and say, the problem is solved, I'm gone. So sometimes you do get an honest response, but a majority of the time they're say, I made my decision, I'm happy with it, I'm not going to burn that bridge behind me because I may need a reference at some future point in time. And that was my supervisor, kind of a thing, or that was my coworker. And so it works if everybody's honest and forthcoming, but not everybody is willing to go out there. So exit interviews are mediocre at best. They'll tell you that they went for a higher paying job, but the real reason was they hated their supervisor, but they'll never tell you that, So you have to kind of look at exit interviews as sort of helpful, but never 100% sure. I've seen too many of them, and years afterwards I find out the real reason why they left, and it's never the reason they stated.
Well, I hope that we can gain some trust during these interviews, and we do get maybe a little bit more than normal. We've talked about trust over and over and over again. And I think we've got to portray that, what says here stays here type thing. And yep. So they have to worry about getting stabbed in the back. And I'd really like to be able to sit down with them and talk with them and find out the real reason.
Yeah, truth is elusive sometimes, but we try to do the exit interview and try and ascertain what issues we might have, whether it's pay, or whether it's benefits or whether it's working conditions. I mean, some people will tell us and some won't. I just point that out.
I understand.
Okay.
Mr. Fagley has showed up at 5:59.
Did I went through that snowstorm, so.
All right, so.
Sorry, can I add one more thing?
Sure.
I was just gonna say, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I know, for example, I'm looking down the line and I do have been contacted by some people that put in for some of these positions. And I think, unfortunately, we're gonna lose some great people, but I think we had the opportunity of putting on some really good people as well. I think we're very fortunate for having, in some of these positions, we got some really good qualified people stepping up.
Yep, and we're hopeful we get some really good replacements for these recruitments.
Okay, are there any questions or anything else on that topic that you want to cover, Mr. Kravitz?
I think I've said all I need to say.
Okay, I have one question about the city administrator search. Looking at the timeline, it said we would get a semi-finalist report by April 9th. Is that just a little behind, or did I not get it?
That would be true. You did not get it because we're behind. we can jump to number four and just let you know that by Friday, it's anticipated that the city council will receive their packets from Baker Tilly. And so I suspect they're about a week behind in their original timeline, but maybe that can get made up before the end of the process. Patty Himmenover will be waiting for me to get back to her on when the city council can meet, and so I'll be sending something out. As soon as I get the information, I'll be sending something out in email form to the whole city council saying, what's your schedule so we can get together and go over the applications or the applicants. So it's coming. And I just checked this morning to verify. And she says it if you should have it, potentially, Saturday, Monday at the latest. So it's coming.
Okay, sounds good. All right, sorry I skipped to four. I thought it was in two with the whole list of people. So yeah, I got ahead of it. So then on to number three, update on contract mediation process and potential timelines for council action.
Yeah, we wanted to, this has been going on since last year. There was a lull in the activity, but we did get back together with the AFSCME two units, the Public Works and the General Unit. We went through the mediation process, and we are offering basically the same package that we settled with LELS on. I think we've got a vote occurring tonight, as well as tomorrow night, for their bargaining unit to review our tentative approval or acceptance of the agreement. And we won't know until after they take their vote and we get a response back to them, how it goes with their group. But if they were to both say, yep, they're acceptable, we would try and have it for the city council meeting on the 19th, which would be next Monday. It reasonably is It's in the acceptable range as we were directed by the city council last year. And like I say, should be okay from our end. The question is it okay from their end? So we won't know until they vote.
Okay, sounds good. Anyone have any questions about that? Okay. Was there more for number four, the update on the city administrator, or did we already get that?
No, I think you know what I wanted to relay to you was all of you should have received this in the past, which was the timeline I think that Councillor Davis was referring to, and that we're probably off at least maybe a week, but the material will be coming by the end of this week. So we're moving forward.
Okay, good. Sounds good. All right. Anybody have anything? Councilmember O'Brien?
Being new on the block, I'm sorry, Nancy, I really don't know your position exactly what you do. Could you kind of give me a little background on who we are and what your position is?
Sure. So I am an HR consultant. I have a company in Willmar here that we service employers that typically don't need to hire a full-time HR person or don't want to hire a full-time HR person. And I knew Sam from Leadership 2040, and she reached out to me to see if we could fill in temporarily. And so that's what's happening is we're just here on a consultant basis, on a temporary basis to get you through some of these times and keep the paperwork flowing, make sure people get their benefits and get retired, and we get some new people in here for you. So
okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. You, Nancy.
Yes.
Thanks for coming up. Okay. Anything else here? Say good, nothing. Brian.
Yep. Okay. I have nothing. Nothing more.
Well, thanks, Rick.
I did want to let you, because I was getting questions of where we are with this, where we are with that. So even though there's no action items, I wanted to get the Labor Committee to know where we are on all of these recruitments.
Yeah, that's good, because I've been asked to, and it's good to know, be up to date on it. So, all right. Do we have a motion to adjourn? All right.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
I haven't seen you in a while, Nancy.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. So do you still live out west?
I do, yeah.
Okay, but you come into town daily, huh?
Yeah. Well, if I can get here, 40's been closed for now for a couple years, and now they're doing even more work on 40. So I either come through Raymond or through Kirkhoven to get here. So,
okay. Yeah. But, well, I'm glad you're helping us out.
Yeah. No, it's going well.
That's so good. I know you'll do a good job.
Where are you from?
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
I live between Kirkhoven and Clare City.
Okay.
On a farm out there. Rick's driven by a couple times, probably.
A few times. Nancy
yeah.
Manage US Bank here. That's when I got to know her. So
yep.
It's been a few years.
That was back in 2000. Rick, that was back in 2001.
Okay.
When we moved.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. So, Rick, you got through the snowstorm okay?
I did. I only had to go a few blocks, but.
All right. Well, have a good evening, everyone.
Bye.
You bet.